This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, we're continuing in Daf HaShavua. May the Almighty give us Siyata Deshmaya to understand His Torah. The Mishnah said, we learned this Mishnah on Friday, and it's a long Mishnah. The Mishnah basically said that a woman awaiting to do Yibam that inherits Nechasim, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, she could sell the Nechasim, and it's valid. But if she dies, who inherits her Ksuba? Who inherits her Nechsei Milug? Beis Shammai says Yachloiku. The heirs of the husband with the heirs of the father. The heirs of the Yavam with the heirs of the father. And Beis Hillel says, you know what? It's going to depend. It's going to depend what we're talking about. What does it mean it's going to depend what we're talking about? It depends. Beis Hillel says that Nechasim Cheskasan, the property remains in whoever's domain it is in. So the Ksuba is Becheskas Yorshi Habal. The Ksuba remains in the possession of the heirs of the husband because he didn't pay it yet. Nechasim hanechnasim ayotzmima v'cheskei she'av, and the nechsei milug are in the possession of the heirs of the father because it's in her rishus. We'll have to see what would the din be by the nechsei tzayin barzel. So Gemara wants to know, ivoy luhu shemeras yavam shemesa, shemeras yavam that dies, mi koiveres, who buries her? Mi koivra, who buries her? What does it mean, who buries her? Who pays for her kvura? Do we say Yarshe Habal Kavrila? The heirs of the Yavam have to bury her. Why? The Koyarsi Ksuba. They inherit her Ksuba. And we learned earlier, Mem Zayin Mabez, that why does a husband bury his wife? In exchange for the fact that he inherits her Ksuba, he has to bury her. Likewise here also, the Yavam inherits her Ksuba, so therefore he has to bury her. I would ask, not really, he doesn't really inherit the Ksuba, it's just that since we don't know what to do with the Ksuba, we leave it in his Rishus. But it's not that he really inherits it, it's Misafek, you can't extract it from him. But now you want to extract payment for that? Okay, so, but the Gemara says, based on the argument on Mem Zayin Mud Beis, that a woman is buried in lieu of her ksuba. So do we say that since the Baal, the Yavam, inherits the ksuba, therefore he has to bury her? Or maybe Yarshe Ha'av Kavrila. Maybe the Yarshe Ha'av bury her. Why? The Kayarsi Nechasim HaNechnasim V'hayotzim Ima. Because since the Yarshe Ha'av inherit her Nechsei Milug, therefore they have to bury her. That's the Shaila. Now, why? Because why just because they inherit the Nechsei Milug should they have to bury her? What's the logic of that? Pashtus, like Rashi says, the reason why you have to bury a wife is because you get the Ksuba. So in this case, the Yarshe Habal get the Ksuba, they should have to bury her. So we'll have to somehow come up with a rationale. What's the tzad that the Yarshe Ha'av would have to bury her? After all, they don't get the Ksuba. But let's see what the Gemara's answer is. Amar of Amram. Amram said, Tashma, the Tanya, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. The Mishnah said, a woman who is awaiting her Yavam, and she dies, Yarsheha, her inheritors, Yarshek Subasa, but not just any old inheritors. Those who inherit the Ksuba, Chayavim Bikfurasa, they have to bury her. So like we thought, that who buries her? The Yarsheha Baal bury her, because since they inherit the Ksuba, they have to bury her. Fine. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learned this in the Mishnah. Almana nizaynes minechse yisaymim, and almana is sustained from the nechasim of the yisaymim. Umasiya deha shalohen, and they get, in exchange for supporting the almana, they get her masiya dayim, ve'ein chayavim bekfurasa. The yisaymim do not have to bury this almana. Why? Because since they have to give the ksuba to her heirs, they don't have to bury her. Yarsheha, her heirs, Yarshe Ksubasa, the ones that inherit her ksuba, Chayavim Bikvurasa, they have to bury her. So now the question is, Ve'ezehu Almana Sheish L'Shnei Yarshin. What does it mean that what kind of almana has two yarshin? Because the lashon of yarsheha, yarshei ksubasa, implies that there are two yarshin. What kind of almana has two yarshin? Have a omer zu shemeres yavam, a woman awaiting a yavam. So she has two heirs. She has her heirs, and she has the heirs of the yavam. And it's saying that who has to bury? The yarshei ksubasa. So now Rava asks a bamba. You know what a bamba is? A bomb. Amar Rava. Rava said, Velema, why can't the Yavam say, Achani Yoresh, I inherit my brother, Ishtoi Einani Koiver, but I'm not going to bury his wife. Why is a halacha that the brother inherits the ksuba and he has to bury, therefore, his wife? Why can't he say, look, I'll inherit my brother, but I'm not burying his wife? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ach ani yoresh, ksuba zu shani yoresh, ein kan min adunyas avia klum. I don't have anything from the dowry. She didn't bring anything in the marriage. I have nothing here. Ela masayim. Only the 200 zuz, but toisefa shekasav la'achi. And the addition that my brother wrote. Ve'ein ani yoresh oisa, ela achi. I don't inherit her. I inherit my brother. Why does he have to bury her? Why can't he say, I'm not inheriting you, I'm inheriting my brother? He wants the taina. Why can't he taina? Rava says that I don't inherit my brother's wife. I just inherit my brother's estate. And therefore, why do I have responsibilities to bury her? Where does my responsibility to bury this woman come from? This is a shemeres yavam. Now she died. So I don't inherit her. I'm inheriting my brother. So if I would inherit her, I would have to bury her. But I don't inherit her. I'm not related to her. I'm inheriting my brother. So Abaye says, let me explain where this obligation comes from. Amar le Abaye mishum debon alav mishnei tzadim. We basically come to him from two sides. We say, imachav yoresh, if you're inheriting your brother, yikbar sishtai, bury his wife. Just like he would bury her if she died in his lifetime, even if nothing was brought into the ksuba, because being his wife, he had to bury her. So if you're inheriting your brother, bury her. But im eino kaver sishtai, and if you're not burying her, then give her the ksuba. Give her the ksuba, because the ksuba is what obligates the responsible party to bury her. So you don't, because you have rights to the ksuba, that's why you have to bury her. So miman of shach, if you're really inheriting your brother, bury her. Elamai, you're not burying her, then give her her ksuba. This is what Rava said back to Abaye. I'm sorry, this is what Abaye said back to Rava. Of course you have to bury her. If you're inheriting the brother, bury his wife. And if you're not burying his wife, give her the ksuba. So Rava said, no, let me explain to you what my argument is. Amarle, Rava said, Hachi ka'amina. This is what I mean to say. Ach ani yoresh. I'm inheriting my brother. Es ishto enani koivra, but I'm not burying his wife. Elamai, then I should give her the ksuba? Ve'imishum ksuba. And if you're saying it's because of the ksuba, so what do you want me to do? I can't, you want to say, well, I shouldn't be able to say this because you want me to pay the ksuba le'nit n'ksu le'guz l'chayim. The ksuba was not supposed to be taken while my brother's alive. So, and while my brother was alive, she couldn't collect it. So you say, what do you mean? Your brother's dead now. Yeah, but I was planning to give it to her. Actually, I was going to do yibum to her. And this way I wouldn't have to give her the ksuba. Rashi says, "Lugvois mechayim kozman shabal chay, v'ani b'makim baloi made." I'm standing in the place of my brother, the husband. Shayisim etzapa l'koinsa. So Rava says, "This is what I was asking. If I inherit the brother, I'm sorry." Rava says, "This is what I was asking. I inherit my brother, but I don't want to give the woman the ksuba. I inherit my brother, but I don't want to bury her. Elamai the ksuba, when exactly did you want me to give it to her? Mechayim, it's not collectible. Elamai, now? I should give it now? Well, I was going to do yibum to her, but then she died. So what do you want from me?" So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Where did you get this from? That, le'nit n'ksuba l'gvois mechayim. Where do you take this from? You must have taken this from Beis Shammai. Says Gemara, man shamat le de islay medrash ksuba. Who holds that we darsh in the language of the ksuba? We had this earlier on Lamed Chesamad Beis, Beis Shammai. But v'shamina l'hula Beis Shammai, we know that we could infer that Beis Shammai holds the amri shtar ha'imei l'gvois k'gavei dami, that a shtar that's destined to be collected, it's like it's collected. Beis Shammai in Yevamais, in Perek Ha'isha, Shahalcha, Beis Shammai says that, let's say a woman says, my husband died. So, could we let her get married? Technically, we should let her get married, because Isha Daikov and Insaba. But now the question is, do we say, well, once she's getting married, she's believed that she could get married, is she believed that she could collect the ksuba? Beis Shammai darshins that since the lashon of the ksuba is that when a woman remarries, she gets the ksuba. Now, normally, the reason why a woman would get remarried is because the husband died. But in this case, we don't know for sure the husband died. We're just halachically allowing her to remarry. Beis Shammai darshins, anytime you halachically allow a woman to remarry, she could collect the ksuba. But where did we get this from? That we darshan uksuba. That we darshan the words of uksuba. We get this from Beis Shammai. But Beis Shammai holds that shtar ha'ime ligvois is kagavi dami d'tnan mesu ba'alein ad shaloi shasu. What's the halacha that a man accuses his wife of infidelity, and technically a woman can only drink the saita waters if the husband brings her to Bezdin? But what would the halacha be if the husband died and he can't bring her to Bezdin anymore? Because technically the pasuk says that the husband takes her. If a husband dies before she drinks the Saita waters, Beishamai says, she collects her ksuba, she doesn't drink. She doesn't drink the water because her husband is not alive, is not here. But she gets her ksuba. She gets her ksuba. Why does she get her ksuba?
Innocent of proven guilty.
Because we have no proof, huh? Innocent until proven guilty, Michael says. So Beishamai says she collects her ksuba, but she can't drink. Beis Hillel, I remember, Beis Hillel says, either she drinks, and if she doesn't drink, she won't collect the ksuba. Says Gemara, what do you mean, what do you mean, either she drinks? She can't drink, because it says, the hevi ha'ish es ishtai el ha'kayin, the man will bring his wife to the kayin, the leka, and that's not possible here. He's dead. So rather, Beis Hillel says, "Let me talk Shaloi Shaloi." So since she can't drink, light noilois ksuba, she can't take the ksuba. Since she can't drink, she doesn't get the ksuba. So what does Beis Shammai hold? Beis Shammai yomim noilois ksuba. She does get the ksuba v'loi shaisis, but she doesn't drink the saita waters. V'amai. Why? How could she get the ksuba? Sveikahi. It's a suffix. Suffix zanai, suffix loy zanai. Because he's suffix was an evadai, and he's suffix she could collect the ksuba? But how could that be? She could take it out of the hands of the yarshim? Ain't suffix mots me devadai. Must be, you know why? Because Beis Shammai holds she's the muchzik on it. Because Sarah Beis Shammai shtar oimei lugbos kagabai dami. Beis Shammai holds a shtar that's destined to be collected. It's like, it's collected. So it's like she's muchzik on the estate. So it's like his family is trying to take it out of her rishus. Now, what was Abaye's shita? Abaye said like this. We come on to her, we argue to her two sides. If you inherit the brother, bury his wife. And if you're not going to bury his wife, give her the ksuba. So Gemara asks like this, but doesn't the ksuba say, when you marry someone else, you could collect the ksuba? And in this case, she can't marry someone else because she's zakuk to yibum. So then why does she get the ksuba? Why does Abaye say? Right, the Mishnah said, Almana nizanis minechse yisayman umase yodeha shalohen ve'en chayavim bekvurasa the yarshel yarshik ksuba chayavim bekvurasa. But the question is, if she can't marry anyone else, then why does she get the ksuba? What's the logic of her getting the ksuba if she can't marry someone else? Doesn't the text of the ksuba make the collection of the ksuba contingent on her ability to marry someone else? So Rav Ashi said, Yavam nami ke'acher dami. She can marry someone else. Who could she marry? She can marry the Yavam. So she's marrying someone else. That gives her the rights to the ksuba. Okay, let's see the bottom of the page. We did a very good job of saying the words. I think I have less of a clear understanding of the steps of the Gemara on this page than almost any other Amud in the Masechta Ksuvos, I have to say. I'm not... I could read it, I could translate it, I could tell you what Rashi says. It needs a lot of time to understand the arguments of the Gemara. That Pei Amid Beis was very difficult as well. The Mishnah was very hard. But what exactly these concepts are, I think right now we're just saying the shell of it. But at least let's do that. Shalach le Rav al Abaye. Rava sent to Abaye. Biyad Rav Shemaya Bar Zera. Basically, we're going to ask on this idea of Kol Ha'omed Shtar Ha'omed Ligvos Kegavei Dami, and we said like this: Uminin Aksuba Ligvos Mechayim. Could Aksuba be collected when the responsible party is alive? In this case, the Yavam. Vatanya Rabbi Abba Omer, Rabbi Abba says, Sha'alti is Sumchas. I asked Sumchas, Haroitza Shiyimkar B'nichsei Achiv. Let's say Yavam wants to sell the domain, the property of his brother. He wants to sell his brother's property after he did Yibam. Kate Sadhuay, so what should he do? So like this, either Im Kayin, who, if he's a Kayin and he can't divorce her to get to wrestle rights of the Rishus Yasas Suda Vifayis, let her make a nice Suda and console her. Im Yisrael, who, if he's a Yisrael, then Megaresh Beget V'yachzer, he could divorce her with a get and take her back. Okay, we'll see further tomorrow. We'll see further tomorrow, and we'll try to review this and absorb it a little bit better. Okay, Rabbi Sai? Hatzlacha. Kol tov. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.